The state's Department of Natural Resources today announced a precedent-setting decision ensuring Alaskans' rights to some control over natural resource use, and in the process, angered all parties involved in a water rights dispute. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer reports.
DNR's Division of Mining, Land, and Water issued a decision Tuesday night regarding three in-stream flow water rights applications filed by the Tsuwhitna Citizens Coalition. The coalition wants the rights to water in Middle Creek or Stream 2003. That's a salmon-bearing tributary of the Tsuwhitna River. A dispute erupted over the water rights applications because Pack Rim Coal, which proposes a mine in the area, wants water rights to the same stream. The dispute reached the courts, and now because of a court deadline forcing a decision on the coalition's applications, DNR has granted one permit out of the three the coalition has applied for. Brent Goodrum, DNR commissioner, says in granting the rights to the lower Middle Creek, the coalition has scored a first.
This is unique in that it is the first one that is being awarded to a private party.
But the coalition failed to gain DNR approval on its applications for rights to the middle and the main branches of Middle Creek, and that does not sit well with coalition founder Ron Burnett, who says the coalition applied for the water rights to Middle Creek to protect salmon habitat.
Pretty disappointing because the upper two is the ones that protected the spawning grounds. So, yeah, we're pretty disappointed in it.
The two denied applications lie within the area Pack Rim wants for its coal mine. Pack Rim's applications for water have not been adjudicated yet, pending the completion of an environmental impact statement next year. Dave Shady, DNR director of the Division of Mining, Land, and Water, made the decision on the three water rights applications. He held a public hearing on the issue in late August. Shady says two of the permits were denied because they did not meet all the criteria needed to serve the public interest.
It was not in the public interest for the department to be making a decision on competing applications when we did not have a complete file in front of us. During the hearing, the applicant argued that I should be considering the entire Tsuwhitna watershed. I did not have that in front of me, and I did not have a record as a basis for that in front of me. All I had is a decision to make on three applications on only 7 miles of the middle reach or stream 2003.
And Pack Rim company spokespersons would not go on tape for this story, but in a release, Pack Rim Tsuwhitna Coal Project Manager Dan Graham said that Pack Rim has been working with the state and federal agencies to meet regulatory requirements since 2006. Graham says that his company agrees with DNR's decision against two of the coalition's permit applications, but is concerned about the potential regulatory implications of, quote, granting state water to a small group of citizens that includes individuals who live outside of Alaska. I'm Ellen Lockyer.